The book, Migrants, Exploring the Colors of My Family History, written by Roger Mendoza, follows the story of the Longorias, the Lagarzas, and the Mendozas, each living in different regions of Mexico, and strangers to each other. A chance encounter in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico, brings together Encarnación Mendoza, a successful merchant, and Margarita de la Garza, a United States citizen. Margarita's parents, Juan de la Garza and Mariana Ibarbo, had left East Texas after their land was stolen from them and soon after, settled in Monterrey, Mexico. Encarnación and Margarita Mary, moved to General Terán, Nuevo León, Mexico and raised their family. Encarnación, a successful merchant, is well respected in the business and political communities and becomes mayor of the town. Encarnación then becomes friends with the politically influential Calles family. When Plutarco Elías Calles becomes president, and his son, Aco, acquires a large citrus orchard in General Terán, a lethal power struggle seems to develop between Encarnación and Aco. In a brutal confrontation that appears to have left Encarnación and Margarita's house in disrepair, the family flees from their home to avoid certain death. This happens during the Cristero Rebellion. They arrive in Texas and navigate the rough waters of prejudice to provide an enriched life for their children. In 1900, Alejandro Longoria and his wife, Estefana Martinez, left Matamoros, Tamaulipas, Mexico, to seek a better life for their children in Brownsville, Texas. The Longoria family struggles to survive despite a pervasive anti-Mexican sentiment. Alejandro and his sons work as day laborers until one day, one of his children commits suicide. The family fractures. Many years later, his son, Anselmo, works hard to climb out of his family's labor class. He attends college and becomes an accomplished architect and landowner in McAllen, Texas. A chance encounter in 1928 occurs when Encarnación walks into Anselmo's Phoenix Lumber Company office in search of lumber for his tent that he uses for his lotería business. Anselmo and Encarnación, both successful businessmen, recognize the value that each offers the other. Anselmo had found someone who would rent one of his houses, and Encarnación had found an influential business associate who could be relied on to supply him lumber, at a discount, and a home for his mother-in-law, wife and nine children. As their parents' generation begins to fade into the background, the Longorias and the Mendozas continue to rise in wealth and status. As the children of the Longorias and Mendozas grow, will they keep the upward climb? Or will the influences of the previous generations, the anti-Mexican environment, and the progressive American way of life change that trajectory? This book follows the lives of these loving families as they adapt to a new culture, celebrate marriages, suffer losses, and grow and flourish in the United States despite the blatant discrimination that they certainly endured. Please, buy the book Migrants, Exploring the Colors of My Family History, at your favorite online retailer.